With the fall partisan primary in the rearview mirror, candidates are zeroing in on the general election November 4th. Voters will choose Wisconsin's governor and attorney general for the next four-year term. They'll also pick representatives in legislative and local races. Michael Kraft expects a lot of people from outside the state telling Wisconsin residents how to vote. Kraft is professor emeritus at UW-Green Bay. He told UWM that big money will flow into Wisconsin from special interests believing they have a big stake in what happens here.
I think Wisconsin is seen as something of a bellwether state, particularly after all the attention that Wisconsin got back in 2011 when the protests were taking place at the state capitol. So a lot of groups look at a state like Wisconsin and think it's worth defending their position or turning matters around politically because it does signal something about their relative power in the country. If conservative forces can keep the governor in office, for example, that may have effects on other states and on the presidential election in 2016. And obviously, in Governor Walker's case, if he wins re-election, and particularly if he does so by a solid margin, I think most people believe he will be a serious candidate for the Republican nomination for president in 2016. So that alone is reason for out-of-state groups to come in and spend a lot of money. And they clearly did in the recall election, vast amounts of money, and we may well equal that this year.
A moment ago, you talked about the protests in Madison and the recall elections, and that was a time back in 2011, 2012, when energy and excitement and frustration and all of those emotions were very, very high among tens of thousands of people on both sides of the political spectrum. And it's been a bit quiet since then, with the exception of around the time of the last presidential race. What are your thoughts about how engaged voters will be heading into the general election?
Great question, and I don't really know the answer. It does seem to have been quieter. Now, 2014 nationally is what we call an off-year election. That is, there's no presidential contest. So even though every member of the House is up for re-election and a third of the Senate, we still say that's an off-year election. And typically, voter turnout is lower in off-year than presidential elections. The key factor in Wisconsin, I think, is whether people are still motivated by what happened in 2011 and 2012. Will that continue, or are people pretty much just over it and tired of it and wanting to move away from politics and think about something else? I think it's too early to tell, and to some extent, how people respond will depend on the campaign. If Mary Burke runs a rousing campaign and vividly demonstrates again all the reasons why people should seek a change in the occupant of the governor's office, that could help stimulate some of that same concern. If, on the other hand, this is a relatively low-key campaign that focuses on job creation, reforming the state bureaucracy and things like that, I think it's a little less likely that people will remember what happened in 2011 and 12 and sort of be angry all over again. Now, the polls tell us the public remains very polarized. But what's hard to pick out from the polarization question is whether people are motivated to take a real passionate interest in the election and to talk about the issues and to talk to their neighbors and to take more of an active role than we've seen so far.
Some people have been commenting on the fact that sheriff's races were among the really hot ones around the state on Tuesday, not just the race in Milwaukee County with incumbent David Clark facing a strong challenger. What do you make of the sheriff's races and the interest they've generated?
Yeah, it's a little unusual. One normally doesn't see this, and I think it speaks to the role of certain groups in the election campaign, whether it's outside money or outside groups. They pick a particular race as symbolically important and critically important because of the location. And we're almost seeing kind of the nationalization of some of these local races because outside groups really need to make a point. And so they really sort of seize on these individual contests to make more out of them than I think we've ever seen in the past.